with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The House voted along party lines to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress for refusing to turn over audio recordings of President Biden's interview with Special Counsel Robert Hur over his classified documents case. House Judiciary Committee Ranking Member Gerald Nadler says the GOP's efforts to go after Garland is pointless.
Like most of the bills House Republicans have pushed on purely partisan lines, this contempt resolution will do very little other than smear the reputation of Merrick Garland, who will remain a good and decent public servant no matter what Republicans say about him today.
But House Speaker Mike Johnson says the Attorney General has to be held responsible for not following Congress's wishes.
We have to defend the Constitution. We have to defend the authority of Congress. We can't allow the Department of Justice, an executive branch agency, to hide information from Congress. We have important oversight responsibilities, and that is what is being pursued here.
The House vote was 216 to 207. Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas says a new media report shines light on what supporters of Israel already know, that the leaders of Hamas are deliberately using civilians as human shields so they can blame their deaths on Israel.
Speaking of Israel, I just want to highlight the Wall Street Journal report today that revealed some of the Hamas leaders' text messages saying that he specifically wants the war to continue and to increase civilian casualties among his own people.
Senator Cotton was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Delegates at the Southern Baptist Convention's annual meeting have narrowly rejected a proposal to enshrine a ban on churches with women pastors in the denomination's constitution. Opponents argued the proposal was unnecessary because the SBC already has a way of ousting such churches. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 35 points. This is SRN News. President Biden reaches out to the LGBT community.
A spokesman for his campaign tells NBC News that Mr. Biden and his surrogates plan to appear at more than 200 gay pride events in the month of June. The blitz is aimed at getting homosexuals excited about voting for the president in November as they did in 2020. Polls indicate that Mr. Biden has been losing ground with some of his key constituencies, including women, minorities, and members of the LGBT community. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Former President Trump has delivered a pre-recorded message to the Pro-Life Danbury Institute. The newly formed group is an association of churches and other organizations that wants to eradicate abortion in the U.S. Mr. Trump has been reminding voters of his pro-life credentials, including his nomination of three of justices who overturned Roe v. Wade. He has, however, resisted supporting a national abortion ban. This is SRN News. More records were set on Wall Street, with the NASDAQ and S&P 500 rising to new heights, but the Dow, after being up for some of the day, ended in the red. More from correspondent Seth Sutel reporting from New York City.
Stocks rose on Wall Street following a surprisingly encouraging update on inflation and reassurance that the Federal Reserve still expects to cut interest rates this year. The S&P 500 climbed 0.9% Wednesday, adding to the all-time high it set a day earlier. The Nasdaq Composite rose 1.5%, building on its own record high. The Dow lagged the rest of the market with a loss of 35 points. It's about 0.1%. Treasury yields dropped in the bond market after the government reported that inflation and consumer prices slowed last month. Yields stayed lower after the Federal Reserve held its main interest rate steady. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4.32%. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.